Welcome to Autogrill third quarter 2015 financial result presentation.
Good evening and welcome to our third quarter 2015 conference call. As usual, I have to draw your attention to the disclaimer on page 2. All the numbers we will be referring to are on constant exchange rate basis, unless we say otherwise. Now, let me hand over to Alberto De Vecchi, our Group CFO, who will take you through our results. We will focus on the third quarter instead of the year-to-date figures, since summer months are the most important of the year due to the seasonality of our business. We will take then your question with our Group CEO, Gianmario Tondato.
Good afternoon. Our results for the third quarter are strong and confirm that, quarter after quarter, we are delivering on our targets, which are improving our profitability in core regions and growing in new geographies. The positive start to the summer, which we mentioned in July during the call on our half-year results, continued into August and September, thanks to the good weather in Europe and strong traffic across the board. These positive trends translated into double-digit growth both in the group sales and EBITDA. Sales were up close to 12% and EBITDA up over 15% at actual exchange rates, but the growth has been positive also at constant exchange rates, showing sales that accelerate compared to the first half and an EBITDA growing more than sales. And in fact, our EBITDA margin grew by over 30 basis points compared to last year. All our regions, North America, Europe, and international, contributed to these strong results, showing growth in sales and EBITDA strengthening. Such a strong performance in the most important quarter of the year gave us added comfort to confirm our guidance, that is to say, sales of 4.3 to 4.4 billion and EBITDA between 370 and 380 million. We might be a bit short than expected in terms of CapEx, probably in the range of 220 million due to timing shifts in the completions of the work. Now let's look at our third quarter performance in more detail, starting with our key region, that is North America. There, sales were up more than 5% when we exclude from 2014 the residual four retail contracts which we sold to World Duty Free last February. United States were very much the driver of the growth, whilst Canada, which represents around 13% of the region's sales, grew much less, being in negative territory if we include the effect of the weak Canadian dollar toward the US dollar. Traffic in the U.S. airports has continued to be very strong in the third quarter, accelerating beyond the first half. Our sales at U.S. airports have grown by 6.5%, both through more transactions and higher average ticket. As we explained during our July call, although the traffic trend is very positive, penetration is harder than in the past years, especially due to the uneven distribution of the passenger flows during the day. We used the quarter to put into action initiatives that we are confident will counteract the clustered nature of the strong traffic. Initiatives to increase the capacity, like the grab-and-go and additional seating for the full-service concepts, and initiatives to improve customer service, including delivery to gate. The focus on sales has not been at the cost of profitability. In fact, our North American EBITDA was up by 50 basis points compared to last year, which confirmed the improvement shown in the first half. Cost of goods sold was the main driver of the positive economic performance in the quarter. Moving now to Europe. The favorable weather and traffic contributed to positive sales and EBITDA evolution in the quarter. Sales in the region grew by 0.5% and EBITDA by 5.8%. Italy had a positive summer, with sales on motorways up over 3% on a like-for-like basis, driven by strong performance in our F&B, which was up close to 6%. More F&B sales and less ancillaries had also a positive impact on margins in the country. Motorways performed also in the rest of Europe, particularly in Germany, Holland, and Spain, which compensated for the negative results in Switzerland, whose sales in the locations at the border with Germany were negatively affected by the appreciation of the Swiss franc. The region also delivered at airports, including Athens, Brussels, and new openings in Dusseldorf, with sales up both on total and on a like-for-like basis. EBITDA showed the progress of 60 basis points both in Italy and the rest of Europe, a proof of the quality of our sales across the region. Let's move now to the part of the group which has the mission to grow its footprint, that is international. This region is delivering with new openings and very strong growth in sales. In fact, in the quarter, we opened more than 20 new stores. And sales in the region increased by close to 30%, not just due to new openings, but also on a like-for-like basis. Our key airport in the region, Amsterdam Schiphol, had an outstanding performance, growing in the quarter by close to 14%. EBITDA of international grew by over 30%, with margin on sales growing by 30 basis points. Main contributors to this result were Northern Europe and our operations in India and Vietnam. So in conclusion, we are pleased with our results as they are proof that we are delivering on our two targets, improving profitability on our key regions and growing in new geographies. The group's good economic performance translated into an increase in net cash flow from operation of about 30 million euros. This allowed us to finance more investment in the period. After the first half where we had invested very much in line with the previous year, in the third quarter we accelerated our CapEx spend to open point of sales related to recently awarded contracts, including in new markets. An example is Pier Zero at Helsinki, a new important addition to our growing presence in Northern Europe. At the end of September 2015, thanks to the net cash generated, the group net financial position was below 600 million, which included an amount of around 30 million euros of incremental debt as a result of the translation effect of the stronger dollar on the portion of our debt denominated in that currency. So where are we now? Sales in October continued on a positive trajectory in all the three regions. In North America, we continue to see a good performance in the US and some recovery in Canada. In Europe, we keep seeing a good performance in Germany, Belgium, and Spain, whilst Italy also benefited from the Expo in Milan. In international, the new openings in Northern Europe are strengthening the organic growth. With that, Gianmario and I will take your questions. Thank you.
The Q&A session is now open. Register for your question pressing star followed by one. First question comes from Mr. Jan Renarsson from Jefferies. Mr. Renarsson, your question, please.
Thank you. You must have had very good sales growth since the end of the quarter, because I can't really make the numbers add up, so that's one thing. The second thing would be, you know, the underlying traffic growth has accelerated quite nicely since you gave your guidance. Why are you not raising your guidance at this point? Thank you.
So thank you for the question. Well, our guidance is based on the expectation we had immediately before summer, because we gave the guidance in May, and In fact, we were assuming that the summer would have been a strong summer. And in fact, we are now pleased to see that the summer, in fact, was in line with the expectations. So we think that considering the strong growth that we are achieving all across the board, and that is included in the guidance, we thought that the guidance is a fair representation of what we can do this year. That's why we have confirmed it.
Okay, thank you. That's great, thanks.
There are no questions at the moment. Next question comes from Mr. Tim Ramskill from Credit Suisse. Mr. Ramskill, your question, please.
Thank you, and good evening, everybody. I have three questions, please. The first is, could you talk a little bit about the performance in Italy over the summer? I'm obviously aware that you're not able to share with us the sort of traffic data that's not yet available, but the nice increase you've seen in like-for-like growth, do you think that's a consequence of further improvements in traffic versus what we'd seen, say, after the second quarter? So just some colour around that, please. The second question was, obviously we had some discussion at the Q2 stage you talked about regarding the difference between sales growth and traffic growth in the US airports. That's now moved back to a positive gap. You're outperforming the traffic. Just talk about your confidence to sustain that moving forwards, please. And then the final question, so apologies, it's a rather dull question, but there's clearly been a benefit to the tax line from changes in IRAP. I just wondered if you could share with us your current understanding as to how that will impact the full year. Thank you.
Let's start from the last one, the IRAP. The benefit for the year is approximately in between 4 and 5 million, in the sense that we were used to have an overall cost that is a bit in excess of between 6 and 7 million, and today we are probably in the range of 2 million.
Okay, thanks.
In terms of the performance in U.S., yes, you're right that, in fact, we are pleased that we delivered a growth in sales that is above the traffic. In fact, we confirm that the traffic today is more difficult than in the past. And in fact, the combination of the increasing in average ticket and the transactions allowed us to outperform the traffic, but in fact, we are still, say, not penetrating the traffic fully. And the reason is because there is a bunch of concentration of flights in certain hours of the days when, in fact, even if we are very effective, we cannot serve all the potential customers. And the other part of the day where the traffic is weak. So that makes the life of the operator more complicated. In general, the load factors are already very, very high in U.S., so we might expect that there is a sort of natural limit to this trend of increasing the load factor for the airlines. Whether we are already arrived to the maximum or not is difficult to predict, but I think that we don't expect the situation will change in the short term. That's why we are really working hard in order to find ways to capture the traffic the best we can. And these are the measures that I mentioned before during the previous description I gave, increasing the seats, trying to make our approach lighter, having also kiosk at the gates, trying to catch the customers where the customers are. We will continue on that.
Just to butt in, just on that point, how far through that process of optimizing those things you can control do you believe you are? Is that well embedded or is there still a lot to do?
Can you repeat, please? Because the line is a little bit broken.
Sure. Okay. So in terms of your response by adding more grab and go, adding more seating, delivering to the gates, the things you talked about, how much of that have you rolled out? Is that largely complete, or is there still a lot of work to do there?
I think, frankly speaking, there is a lot to do, you know, a lot to be done. So we're starting, but I think we're working on many projects. You know, I think it's going to improve, if you want my gut feeling, you know.
Okay.
But it's not really done. There's a lot to do.
Yes, as far as Italy is concerned, say that you are right that we don't have the statistics for the whole system. So what we have are the data of the traffic related to the main landlord, that is ASPI, and for this main landlord, the traffic in the third quarter has grown about 3.8%. So it's strong traffic in the period, also favored by the very good weather. In general, the total performance we made, as we said before, is in the range of 3%, 3.1%. So we were not completely able to capture all the traffic. But in terms of composition of the sales, the sales were strong because we made an increase that is close to 6% in the F&B products. You know that our sales in US in Italy are divided in food and beverage, restaurant products, market, and then what we call ancillaries. The net is an increase of 3%, but in fact the food and beverage product has grown by close to 6%, and this is helping us in fact increasing our margins. The reason because of the growth of only 3% is because ancillaries went down by 0.6%. And on ancillaries, the good fact is that you don't need personnel to manage the ancillaries, but the margins are really very low. So in terms of, accretion, in terms of EBITDA, the ancillaries are not very helpful in the P&L. So net has been a good year, and we penetrated. It probably is a bit too early to say that we have seen the attitude of the customers to increase consumptions back. Probably is a bit too early. I think that we had to see in the lower season whether this trend will continue or not before saying that is on. So far, the result has been positive in October, I would say.
Great. Thank you very much.
Next question comes from Mr. Marco Baccaglio from Kepler. Mr. Baccaglio, your question, please. Mr. Baccaglio?
Yes, sorry.
Oh, okay, you can go for
good afternoon.
Question.
The first one is on Italy. Atlantia was mentioning lowering the concession fees for the food and beverage operators, so I was wondering how this works, if it's minimum guaranteed, and so we might see it more in the weak quarters like Q4 and Q1 seasonally, or if it's a benefit that we have already seen into your Q3 result in terms of margin improvement. The second one is if you give an update about the SP1 cost-cutting project, so what is the impact that you expect now compared to what you were thinking before, if it's working well or not. And then mechanical on the tax rate, is it fair to assume that in 2015 your tax rate will not exceed 40%?
Yeah, I start with the tax rate. I think that is a fair assumption.
Talking about the lowering of the fees of Atlantia, that's good news. Thank you. Thank you for telling us. I mean, I think it's a, is a work in progress. I think, you know, we just see in the beginning of this, you know, and it's not done yet. Of course, you, as you know, there is a, an important package of that is going to be out for bid in the next. It's not only Atlantia, of course. There are many other motorways in Italy that is going to be bid in the next 6-7 months. So I think that's a trend, definitely a trend, you know, that. And I thought, so what I think is Atlantia is saying is that, you know, they are expecting a lower income from the rent, you know, and that's in line with our expectation, with the market expectation. Talking about SP1, I think I would like not to say that it's an initiative or, because it's already in place. It's our business engine, if you want, right now. So what we're seeing, just to give you an idea, so we... Beppe was mentioning before, we are increasing our healthy sales, you know, the what we call the main sales. So the F&B is much bigger now than it used to be. Well, we're changing the mix of the sales. And for instance, the restaurant that we call Ciao, you know, is starting to get back to profitable numbers at night just because of this new approach that we have. And but it's just the beginning. So we also, our organization is learning a new way of running the operation that is quite different of what we have done before. You know. But it's a better availability of product, much easier to follow the volatility of the traffic. You know, that is as Beto was mentioning before. You know, is present in all the channels, not only in the airports but also in the motorway business. And I think is something that we have done in a couple of years that is going to be really an important pillar of our change in the business approach in Italy.
Is the question over?
Yes, on my side, yes.
Okay. So there are no questions at the moment.
Okay, thank you very much for having joined us in the conference call and have a nice evening.
The conference call is over. Thank you for calling.